have a special guest here today. Her name is Monet Clark, and I'm going to put it here pretty soon. It's a beautiful woman, and he's going to talk about the power of the feminine power, the power she found in herself, you know, through some hard times. Yeah, and we all want to hear. I would love to share all with you what she has to say. And she's also exposing beautiful art at the MONCA and start today. And she will tell all about it. And before we speak to Monet, the Power of Love is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR support and by Brandy. And I'm going to put in the air and welcome Monet Clark. And she's a psychic, medium, and animal communicator. And I feel so happy to have Monet here with us in the studio. And she's going to tell all about it. She is a communicator, healer, and she being experiencing a lot in her life to be where she is right now. Welcome, Monet.
Hi.
Happy to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here.
You get just a little closer to the microphone.
Yes.
Now I can hear you.
Much better.
Perfectly. I love that. Yeah, we need to get very close here. Monet, you're welcome to the studio. I'm still so happy. You know, yesterday, last night, I was mopping the floor and I see somebody knocking the window. And the homeless people on the street, they do that a lot. And they look and I say, oh my God, who's that person? I'm going to just keep cleaning. And he insists. And I look and I went outside and I'm just so happy that, you know, to see this beautiful woman. Imagine that, you know, and that's how we met. And here she is. I'm so happy to have you, Monet. Thank you so much. And as we talk here, and as a communicator and a healer,
and an artist.
Yeah. And we talk a little bit about ecofeminism. Mm-hmm. Would you please share a little bit about that with us?
So I am. I work as a psychic medium professionally, and I work as an animal communicator and healer. For animals, which is such a treasure for me to be an advocate for animals. And I am trained in the art world. I started as a photographer and made my way into performance video and contemporary art. And you would think these things are kind of separate, but they've over the years kind of combined. Where my work in the early days was always feminist, always had a feminist slant. I studied women's studies and feminism very intensely in college before I went to art school, and was always interested in elevating the voice of women and all of the kind of negative societal oppressive things that marginalize the female voice, which I think really throws our culture out of balance. And I, over the years of training and cultivating my psychic skill, I started to combine my art practice more with healing. And I think art is always transformational, and it's always a transformational process for the artists. They're always healing something in themselves. But I specifically started to work to heal the audience, to do pieces that were transformational for the viewer, even in a photograph or a video process or a live performance work. I work in video performance and photographic works. And it started to become more coalesced into ecofeminism through my own health recovery as I studied holistic theory and many natural healing modalities. I realized that we have a lot of cultural biases to natural medicine and to understanding the body not as a separated parts, but as a whole organism that works together, just like our planet is a whole organism that works together. And there was a lot of discrimination in the medical field towards women, and the illness that I had wasn't understood or researched for many years of me having it. And so it all kind of coalesced in this very rich practice that I have now. And ecofeminism to me is just the relationship between feminism and ecology, and how we treat women culturally, and how we treat indigenous people, animals, and nature. There's a direct relationship between the marginalization of the female voice and the feminine principle and climate change. It's really that simple. And it's all healable.
Wow, yeah. And would you please also tell us a little bit about your healthy recovery?
Yes, my health recovery. So in 1992, I was 24 years old. I went to the Philippines, actually, to visit family. I came back quite sick. Nobody could figure out what was wrong. I started to not be able to walk even across the room without being very short of breath. And I was a dancer. I was a bicyclist. I used to ride my bicycle up and down San Francisco hills. If you've ever been there, you know it's quite steep. I was very fit. I went to music events at least 3 nights a week. I was always out. I was very, you know, I was young. I was 24. And I was diagnosed with what they call chronic fatigue syndrome. They now refer to it at Stanford Research as MECFS, which stands for myalgic encephalomyelitis chronic fatigue syndrome. It's just what they call it in England and what they call it here. They now call it a neuroinflammatory immune illness. They consider it all the various symptoms are propelled by inflammation, which they think is some kind of post-viral condition similar to COVID long haulers. It's almost identical. But it can make you, at its worst, in a state they call the living death, which most people don't come out of, where you're bedridden and you can't lift your limbs. And that happened to me. I was emaciated. I looked like a Holocaust victim. And everyone thought I was going to die. And I studied very intensely so many different healing modalities, too many to mention, but a great deal of spiritual work included, and natural medicine. And through tenacious work on myself, I managed to get out of that state and to go on and live a productive life and resume my art career. I also documented it as performance art, because there was so much discrimination. I wanted to capture the politics of that situation. And so I always made art through my recovery, I think, which was very much helped me to cope, because there was another part of my life besides just being sick. And I've always made work if I have relapses, and sometimes I'm still not as well as I could be. I've always made artwork through all of it. And you know, now I'm 56 years old, and you know, you enter more of a wisdom stage, and I've been able to culminate all of this rich experience in life, including a multicultural family too. I have three races in my family, including indigenous, and kind of, you know, recapture some of our traditional value system and living close to nature, and put all of that into my art and healing practice, which are sometimes combined into one thing. I definitely work with clients just as a healer, but my artworks always have a healing element to them.
Monet, it is, wow, congratulations. You are a powerful woman.
Thank you.
To overcome for so long, 12 years in that condition, and I'm here with you, speaking with you. You are a normal woman. Mm-hmm. And I would like to ask you, how was the process of that transformation to you? It was just in one day, or was it slowly you recovering and then you find yourself like, wow, look at what I'm doing by myself, you know.
What I tell my clients is that they say, I'm doing all these things and nothing's changing. And I think over that 12 years, everything I was doing was helping me. And I was very dedicated. I was determined. And I should mention that chronic fatigue syndrome wasn't federally validated until 2015 by President Obama. And at that time, it was allocated federal research funds. And so Stanford's been able to prove now definitively it's a physical disease. They have a test for it. They have a biomarker. And the head researcher there, his son, was as sick as I was in the living death stage. He's been in that state for 7 years. He has the top research scientists in the world, one of them. He's very well known and renowned, his father, and he still haven't been able to pull him out of that state with Western drugs. So I was working on a very deep spiritual practices, shamanic practices, Buddhist practices, all kinds of mind-body medicine that I had studied before art school. I had studied at San Francisco State University's Holistic Health Department and studied at length the power of the mind to heal. I was also on a lot of antiviral natural medicines. I didn't tolerate Western drugs too much because they have a toxic side effect, but I did manage to get on some at one point that helped me sleep, so I'm not opposed to integrative medicine. But what happened is I did meet a psychic healer that worked on me for several weeks, and it was a turning point for me. And he was able to say, you know, you have a severe viral infection, which they think is part of chronic fatigue syndrome now, but they weren't able to identify that before. And everything that I had done up to that point started to culminate at this kind of after these healings I got. And my doctor always told me, you can suddenly get better very quickly after you've been working at it for years. I started to maybe think that that wasn't ever going to happen, but then at the same time, I would have visions of my life, walking, dancing, being at art openings, being at galleries, and it felt like I was going to recover, and it was a 9-month period that I suddenly got well very quickly. It was a 9-month period. And then I actually went to Brazil, where you're from, and I went to a Spiritism Healing Center, and I spent a year there in meditation, just recalibrating my body, socializing again with people, and really coming back into life again. And then from there was like, wow, I really have a mission here. And I had studied in psychic school. I went back and did more and started engaging with the art world again. And I've made so much work since then, so much work, and gotten great press and, you know, quite a bit of notoriety and attention and so forth. And I just keep going.
Wow, amazing. I feel so happy, so honored to have you here. Thank you for sharing this amazing, beautiful story. That was a little bit about it. So exciting. You are a Monca Museum of North of California Art.
Yes.
She's exposing her art there, guys.
Yes. There is an exhibition that's called In Flux, Recalibrating the Unknown. It's open tonight. At March 21st, the opening goes till 8 p.m. I'll be back over there right after I leave the studio. I popped over. It goes through May 12th. It has about 175 artists, and it is actually a community of artists from the San Francisco Art Institute, which has been at the forefront of intellectual thought and race relations and conceptual art, and really an amazing nurturing liminal space where miraculous stuff has happened for years. And it's a incredible community. And unfortunately, the school closed, which was a big loss for the art community in the Bay Area. And so this show is a kind of continuation of the community past the doors closing. So there are many amazing pieces of work in there, including one of mine, which is called Piggy Woman. And I am dressed as a hybrid animal woman because I'm bringing attention to the factory farming and the kind of exploitation of the feminine principle, which is breeding, and how terrible it is that they treat female animals this way, to just use their bodies to breed and breed and breed in a cage without them able to move around. And I think it's really important that we understand that in order to heal our climate change and our planet, to come back to the balance between the yin and the yang, the heat and the cooling principle, the feminine and the masculine, and climate change is an over exuberance of yang and heat, fast moving, logical, linear thinking. We have to usher in the feminine, which is cooling, which is stillness, which is the intuitive and telepathic. It's how we communicate with nature. And just like my body made it back from this very difficult health condition, I really truly believe that our climate can still come back to balance. And so my ecofeminist work speaks to that in many ways, and one is to speak for animals. We have to respect the other living creatures on a planet, and that includes the plant world and nature. We have to have a balance there between the human world and the natural world.
Wow, I truly agree with you. I feel we had the power in us to transform anything. And I call the power of love.
Yeah.
That's the power of love, when you embrace yourself, you love the way you are. Mm-hmm. Then when you know that love, it's so easy to love somebody else. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to accept anything else.
And in my healing work, I use a symbol of the rose. It's a very ancient practice, because the vibration of the rose and the smell of rose is the same vibration as love.
Wow.
And it's a transformational tool to remove traumatic energies that are held in clients' bodies from all kinds of things we go through. But it's always transformed through love.
Wow, that's amazing. It is amazing. That's great. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you to Mark Chang. He brought me my friend who lives here, who's also an artist. He said, my friend has a radio show. Let's go knock on the door. And so that's how we met last night. And here I am tonight. It's just perfect. She's like, I have my show tomorrow. Come over.
Was like that. Oh, my God.
Serendipity.
It is. Yes. Thank you. The universe bring everything together like a magnet. That's what we are. So happy you have like a second, and I would love you to share your information if somebody want to get in touch with you.
Oh, right.
How they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, so I should get my card out. My website for my healing work, and again, I work with people and I also work with animals, is my first and middle name, which is Monet like the painter, M-O-N-E-T, Domonique, D-O-M-O-N-I-Q-U-E .com. And my work phone number is 310-694-0940, 310-694-0940. To look at my artwork, you go to MonetClark.com, which is again MonetClark.com, and there's a whole history on there. My story of my recovery is also on my healing website, which is quite inspiring for people who are dealing with these kind of autoimmune, sort of mysterious inflammatory diseases, and they don't know what to do. It's nice to see that somebody made it through, and it also lists a lot of the training that I went through, so you can see different options you might plug into to get better.
Wonderful. Thank you, Monet. And you, please check her out. She's going to be at the Monca from today until
May 21st.
And
the opening's till 8 o'clock, so come down. It's a party.
Ooh la la. I love that. Thank you.
May 12th is the end of the show. March 21st to May 12th. Influx, recalibrating the unknown.
Ooh la la. Thank you, Monet. So happy to meet you. Have a wonderful show.
Thank you.